And now, more Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
And we're back. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios at 590 The Fan KFNS. And joining me now in studio is Paul Buzzetta, who is with Sapore Restaurant. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. And you've got some kind of big news. You want to just kind of like tell everybody what's the deal with you guys?
Absolutely. We had a good run at Manchester and Baxter, and lease came up, and we decided that we wanted to grow a little bit and found a beautiful spot in Kirkwood at 451 South Kirkwood Road in Woodbine Shopping Center. And it was 2 weeks Thursday that we've been open. Monday this past week was our first week of lunch that we were open. And, you know, everything's been going really well. We've been the people have been very receptive, and I'm just really happy with the location.
Did you move into a location where there had been a restaurant before? What was there before?
I did. It was called Bronica.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that one. And I think it had been maybe something else had been in there.
Possibly before that,
At one point before.
But it's got a beautiful patio and a nice banquet room facility for us. So it's been a nice step up.
Well, for folks who don't know, you, I guess I would call it a traditional St. Louis Italian restaurant. How would you classify what you all have?
I would. My family, my parents owned Benedetto's for 38 years, and so I kind of was a little restaurant brat. And we've made a few changes. I've kind of thrown in a few different recipes here and there. But it's kind of like the old adage, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And, I've kept a lot of mom and dad's recipes and tweaked them a little bit, tweaked the decor and things like that, trying to get into the little hipper, space and or decor. And it's been great. I mean, everybody's been very receptive.
Paul, how young were you when you actually started working? I mean, doing things that mattered in the restaurant.
Honestly, I think I had there's articles that I found from my dad's place in the Post-Dispatch that they said I was maybe like 8 years old, and they put me in a tuxedo and a ruffled shirt, and I would go around and change ashtrays. I remember waiters getting upset because, I'd leave on a Saturday night, when I was eight with 40, 50 bucks because I'd change ashtrays. Oh, so that was pretty neat.
Okay, well, and that's a job that really I don't think anybody does it. Well, I guess there's a few places, got exceptions to the law.
Sure. And then I just kind of worked my way up, started bussing tables, and then did a little of the waiting tables, then went back into the kitchen. And that's kind of where I found my home, and I really got into watching my dad, and he used to be a butcher, so he showed me a lot of the cutting and then, a lot of knife work, and then my mom with the sauces and the soups, and soups are a real big deal in my family, and all the soups are just done very, very well. So
let's talk a little bit about moving a restaurant, because I've learned from doing this show that most everybody who is a restaurant owner is pretty plugged into the commercial real estate world. Mm-hmm. And you probably have had people who would stop in probably since you've had that place in Manchester and come in and say, hey, we've got a property somewhere. You want to look at it?
Sure.
And you said, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, really, that's kind of the way it is, isn't it?
It's pretty much it. You get that. You get emails. Faxes, people come and knock on the door, especially when you put out a good product there, if there's a new shopping center going up, if there's a space available that's near them that they like and they say, hey, you should kind of look into this. It does. You kind of get plugged in and you kind of know what's going on and what's available. And it's very informative. You kind of see what space is available, and it's always, you're always kind of looking ahead. You can't kind of just start thinking about the now. You got to kind of think about what's going on in the future and different concepts. Even now, there's different concepts that we're thinking about and throwing around. But, right now, our first priority is getting this Kirkwood thing going.
Okay, so you started working in your parents' restaurant, and when did Benedetto's go away?
My father, Benedetto's, went away about 8 years ago. Dad kind of quasi-retired, and he found that being home all day and not doing the restaurant was kind of tough. Was tougher than actually working.
Yeah, yeah.
He's kind of old school, and my dad just, it's kind of in his blood. And so he actually you know, was very happy when I decided to go a little bit bigger and I could use his help again. And so it's really nice. The whole family's back in it. My sister helps out on the weekends, Daniela. My brother Tony manages the you know, the banquets and the restaurant dining floor. And then mom, dad, and myself are in the kitchen. And I even got a nephew that works. My nephew Massimo works. And so it's truly a family affair. And it's a blessing because they all know, or we all know, that, you know, it's our livelihood. And we want to make sure we put the best product on the table all the time.
Do you have anybody that you're not related to who works there?
We got a good staff. We really do. And we have some people that have been with us for 20 years. So, you know, it's just kind of like a big family over there. We all, you know, from the prep cooks to the bussers, you know, we all try to get that family atmosphere going.
That's a beautiful thing. This is Food Talk STL. We're on 590 The Fan, KFNS. I'm David Craig, and I'm talking to Paul Buzzetta, whose restaurant is called Sapore. What's the translation? What does that
Sapore
word mean?
Sapore means flavor, gusto, in Italian, taste. And that's kind of, you know, what we pride ourselves in.
Over the years, from going back to when your folks had the place and you started, what are the main changes that have gone on in the more traditional Italian restaurants in town?
Well, I would say, you know, like my parents, they're traditional. They were very upscale. It was the black, it was the tuxedos, it was the white tablecloths, it was the chandeliers, the sconces, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of, you know, influenced them as far as, you know, going away from the white tablecloths and not having chandeliers, more can lights and more open. And so as far as the decor is concerned, that's kind of more the modern kick to it. As far as the food is concerned, you know, different things, different raviolis that we make, you know, butternut squash raviolis wasn't something that we used
Sure.
to do all the time. And now we're doing that. And we do a tortelloni that we braise a veal shank and, you know, little pancetta, sherry wine cream sauce. So it's not just veal marsala and you know, chicken parm. Although we take those off and people come in and they say, hey, can I get a veal marsala or veal piccata? Or chicken parm, and we're more than happy to make it because, you know, we've done it for so long. But, you know, those are some of the menu changes, chopped salads you know, just different things like that.
I have another question, Paul, about the moving a restaurant from Manchester. You were there by Dierbergs in the Lafayette mm-hmm. Center, and now you're in Kirkwood, and that's the center that right down there on the corner's got First Watch. You're kind of kitty-cornered from Magic House.
Correct.
and Concordia Lutheran. Okay, so you make that move, and I know, you know, when you move residences, sometimes you take your own refrigerator
sure,
and appliances,
sure.
and sometimes, you know, they've got a nice one there, and they're willing to make it part of the deal. Did you move any of your fixtures and or dishware and stuff? Or do you kind of just take what they had there before?
You know, we kind of took what they had and swapped some things out that works for our, you know, for my kitchen, the way I want it set up. You know, some things were there and some things we got. So, you know, so that we bought new. The bones were there and then, you know, we kind of tweaked it, you know, like I said, to fit our needs and our wants. And, you know, some of the things we didn't need, we traded in and got something different. So, it absolutely helps when the stuff is there because, you know, it gets to be expensive to go buy all new equipment.
And did your regulars all get the message? Because sometimes, you know, you send out an email, you tell them, oh, yeah, we're going to be moving here in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then they come to the place and it's like, what happened?
Right, yeah. I can't lie to you. We've had a couple hiccups. I tried to get it out as best as possible. through emails, you know, and like you said, and things of that nature, and phones. I transferred my phone over to the new location. But, you know, it's still a new place, and we'd still have new employees, and they answer the phone and may have forgotten to say, hey, you know, we're in Kirkwood now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten a couple of those phone calls, and I apologize to all those that did that. It's, you know, you put it out on Google and Yelp, and that takes a few days. It's not immediate. So, you know, we don't try to do anything like that intentionally, obviously. But it's, I guess that's part of just kind of the growing pains of a new location. You just kind of have to, you know, fight it out.
but it was a relatively smooth transition.
It really was, and it was very quick. It was about 3.5 weeks. So from the time I got it to the time we opened, with all the licensing and the painting and the decor and things of that nature and new equipment, I busted hard for 3.5 weeks to get it open, and pretty impressed that we did it. I you know, didn't think it was going to happen, and you know, the 2 days before, I was like, there's no way, you know, but it happened. I had a lot of help, you know, my family helped a lot, my mom, my dad, my brother, even pitched it. I got two little monster boys at home, 5 and 7, and there are 6.5, and my wife was, you know, she helped a lot with the marketing stuff and trying to get, you know, trying to take some stuff off my plate. And so it was a team effort, and we got it done.
Well, congratulations. This is Paul Buzzetta. It's Sapore, spelled S-A-P-P-O-R-E.
S-A-P-O-R-E.
Oh, just one P.
Just one P.
Excuse me. And it's now in Kirkwood in the Woodbine Center.
Correct.
And you said you're open for lunch on weekdays now?
Yeah, we're open Monday through Friday from 11:30 to 2 and for lunch, and then we open for dinner at 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. We have a beautiful banquet room, fits up to about 70 to 80 people, very private, and we're taking New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve reservations now.
Okay, good. Hey, thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me.
And sorry we didn't get to do it over in Manchester, Manchester and Maplewood, but hey, those things happen. Well, we're done. Thank you very much, Paul.
That's
Paul, and I'm Dave, and we're just about ready to say goodbye. Remember, you can go to our website, foodtalkstl.com. Follow us on Twitter at FoodTalkSTL. And Brendan Weesey and Jim Powers are standing by, and they've got some pretty big sports things to talk about here. The Kansas City Chiefs incident, the Rams versus the Niners tomorrow. Will they tie again? The Cardinals hot stove league news, and also the things going on here in college football. Roll Tide! Beat Georgia! And also college basketball's cranking up, so they've got their plate full. And we'll see you next Saturday at 11 here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Thanks for listening.